Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, Donkeys? Junkies working some overtime. It is the Junkies 25th anniversary podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Each week throughout the year, we're going to be revisiting some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. The podcast is going to be released after the morning show on Thursdays. Today, it's me, EB, and Cakes, and we're talking about one of our infamous interns, Omar.
You know, it's hard to actually even remember back to the era when we had interns because it's been so long now that we've been intern-less. But we all know that Omar made a big impact on the show, and he lives on in the replay machines.
When he does.
Hopefully at some point I'll get back to them. They're in the studio right now, and of course we're all working remotely. But I think he has at least like half of an entire bank loaded up with Omar clips that that have lived on in the – it's now been like, what, 20-some years since Omar has been on the show.
I feel bad on some level when I listen back to that because we're just killing the kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had a wide-eyed naivety to him that we just loved. And I know I was fascinated by it. And he was quirky and just so – just sort of raw and vulnerable, but excited and had energy. He was, you know, I hope he took it in good-natured fun. The problem is that when we've reached out to him in years past, he wants nothing to do with us.
Right. No, he lives on as a legend. But what I'd say is, look, that job, the intern job, we had so many over the years. And part of that job is taking the junkies' bullets. It just is. From the very first intern we had, who was Thomas Block, the blocker, who ended up losing his gig. We threw pies at his face.
We made him cry.
Basically tarred and feathered him for the most part.
And though we legitimately tarred and feathered him.
And then pretty much, you know, the interns were always like 18, 19 years old. They were able to get college credit. It's just a position where EB in particular loves to bully him. Valdez started as an intern. So when Valdez started, it was, and was still doing it years later, it was attacking his accent, attacking the girls that he would go home
with. Find any weakness.
It was pummeling him. And then this kid was different because he kind of had that kind of 40-year-old virgin vibe.
Right.
Yes. I don't know if we ever confirmed
it. I think
it
was around the same time as that movie, right? When did that movie come out, Cakes?
It might have predated it a little bit. I think Omar was early 2000s and 40-year-old virgin might be like mid to, I don't know. But
that same similar vibe.
Oh, yeah. Socially awkward, like EB said, a naive kid. We enjoyed it, and so then we would start bringing him on the show more and more to kind of delve into his dating or lack thereof dating life.
And certainly at that point, I mean, I don't want to speak for all of us, but I think I do speak for all of us here. We didn't really care like if you got any sort of educational or real world learning type out of your internship with the Junks. It was more like
Could we goof on you? Could we weave you into the show?
How could we use you?
It was a wackadoo
fresh meat.
Yeah, you're
it
a wackadoo
fresh
show
meat. Cakes.
He was a wackadoo show character, right. And we seized upon that.
And like I said, it's a hazard of the job. CK started as our intern.
Yeah.
And when CK started as an intern as 18, we goofed on him about his dating life and lack thereof. It's just what we did because, you know, we had moved on when we started the show. We had moved on to like that stage of life where we're all getting married. Cakes was a couple years ahead of EB and me, but you know, you're having kids and then we're all getting married and all of a sudden there are these college kids that start working for us and we start living vicariously through them. Like, are these guys hooking up and that sort of thing?
Also, I just want to point out that anytime you listen to these segments, they're cringe because it was a different era too. And I'm not trying to excuse anything, but, you know, our role models, I know for me anyway, were the shock jocks, and that was the shtick, is you'd bring interns in and try to get them to do something wacky.
Right.
And, frankly, that's what we did. I do think that, you know, it was always done in the spirit of fun. And my feelings are really hurt that Omar won't reunite with us because I think it would be spectacular.
They are? You're actually in your feels about Omar not responding to us? I mean,
a little bit, but no, because he actually basically insinuated he wanted nothing to do with us.
Right.
And
I've moved on. I've compartmentalized Omar, and somehow I've moved on with my life.
No, but here's – of course, I have two cakes, but it makes me feel like he has negative feelings for us, and I don't like that. It makes me feel bad.
I feel like it's unknown just because the kid doesn't want to come on. He may still have fond memories. Of course, part of the deal with Omar was he was kind of that 40-year-old virgin, and then we wanted to, like, taint him a little bit. And we'll get to some of that a little bit later. But here's the first clip of our intern Omar during the Junkies 25th anniversary podcast.
So, Omar, what did you do today?
Let's see.
Life of Omar.
No. Today I just went to school, had a couple of classes.
Right.
What are the classes?
Comm 359 and Comm 356.
Comm major.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm a comm major. Yeah,
he's a commie.
First class. no, not there. Right. The first class that I had was
Omar special. Okay, that's all right. We don't need to know that.
Yeah, all right.
After class.
Okay, yeah.
He's actually going to go through the lecture. Were there a lot of hot ladies in the class?
Actually, the first class we had today, we had a very low turnout. So we weren't very many.
Omar,
big shocker, you showed up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Omar,
yeah, what's up?
In high school, did you like attend like homecoming, or the prom?
Right.
No, I didn't.
No
prom. Mm-hmm.
No.
Why was that? Like,
sounds like you've
you weren't you weren't interested.
A bit of a
self-life. I wasn't interested. No, not really.
Not interested.
I wasn't very interested. No.
Really.
No.
Even though like that's like when everybody gets laid.
Right.
It's like,
no. No, I didn't. Right. I didn't attend it.
Did you even consider it? Did you consider it though?
No, not really. I didn't consider it.
like in college.
So when other kids were actually attending the prom and homecoming, what would you be doing?
Yeah, that's good
instead.
Question. Yeah.
Well, let's see.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
Yeah, good question.
So I just like to read, listen. I just like to read, listen to the news, and listen to SportsCenter and
listen. Wait a minute, what do you mean?
Watch SportsCenter, rather.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Sometimes listen to you. Sometimes listen to. Listen to some music on the radio.
And then,
what bands do you listen to? What do you listen to?
I'm open to anything, really.
Like, I don't know, like Harry Connick Jr. or
I don't listen to Harry Connick Jr. No.
Frank Sinatra?
No, not Frank Sinatra.
No.
Well, can you name one band that you like?
Let's see.
Is there one song that you particularly like?
What, from most recent? Let me see, most recent. No.
Seriously? In all seriousness?
Yeah.
I believe Omar is big into gangster rap.
No.
Is there one song that you like?
Let's see.
Off the top of your head.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about something more recent.
Well, how about an old song? An old song.
An old school. Could be from, like, 1985.
What is your major mouth?
Probably,
Okay, that one's too tough.
How about
Give us a band. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a favorite.
A band, a group, an artist.
Right. Probably the Rolling Stones. I used to like that.
Okay. Wow. Like classic rock.
Yeah, classic rock. I like classic rock and a little bit of today's music.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. What like celebrity chicks do you think are hot?
Let's see, Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, that's
my girl.
Do you know who she's dating right now?
Tom Cruise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Are you jealous?
Cruise squared. What's that?
No.
Am I jealous?
Right.
No, I'm not really that jealous.
Omar,
I'm not jealous.
You haven't written any letters to Penelope Cruz or anything.
Of course not.
You haven't showed up on like the set of like a movie to find her or anything?
No, I have not.
But you've never stalked anybody?
No, never stalked anybody.
Have you ever considered maybe stalking somebody?
Where are your parents from?
I'm Lebanese originally.
So were you born in Lebanon?
No, I was born here.
And your parents were born in Lebanon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited. The Lebanese Taverna, have you ever eaten there?
I've eaten there, yeah. I've been at the one in Washington off Connecticut Avenue.
Yeah.
You ever been to that one?
No, I've been to the one in Rockville Park.
Now we're getting
Rockville Park.
I'm just bonding.
Just getting to know him.
I'm bonding with Omar here for a moment.
Usually we just pass in the hallways when he's pulling cars.
Right. But,
Omar loves being on the air.
Yeah,
sure I do.
I just want another, like, 3 or 4 hot chicks that, you know, that you get sized for.
Wait, like
celebrities.
Celebrities?
Yeah.
Well, I remember, like I said, Penelope Cruz.
Right.
What about Mike David there?
Okay.
A little double
yeah.
Let's see.
He's nervous. Sometimes
I'm thinking, yeah, just thinking here.
Think
which
like
other
movies
ones?
Or like, you know,
all
right. Like music, like Britney Spears.
I like Britney. Britney Spears too.
Basically, need to lead the witness.
Right. And then three, maybe Nelly Furtado.
Oh, Nelly Furtado, okay. Mommy.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I like her song. I like her new song.
Welcome back. It's the Junkies' 25th anniversary podcast. You just heard our intern, Omar, who no longer wants to be part of the show. Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And remember, we're putting out these podcasts after Thursday morning shows throughout the year, every week, all courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. That was Omar's first appearance. I don't know that he ever got better on the air or more comfortable, Cakes.
Well, you didn't want – nobody wanted him to improve.
No.
Nobody wanted him to turn into Howard Stern. We love the fact that he was awkward. He was way worse at radio than we were at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So we reveled in bringing him in and
I don't even like it.
His input.
I don't even like it when Valdez speaks in full sentences.
We still play – Cakes was talking about the replay machine earlier. We still play the clip where he talks about maybe it was 3 holes instead of 1. I think that was – EB and I we participated in the war at Westfields, which was like a sequel to the clash at Blue Mash. And I think he was on the golf carts with Jason, and Jason just was tickled by Omar, and they were doing their play-by-play of the golf.
I mean, could you find anybody that knows less about golf than Omar, the intern?
I do.
That's what was perfect about it. Like, he didn't know what he was doing.
I just hope that once we all get back to normal, that we can revitalize the intern program. Because we work for Entercom now. It's a new company for us, still relatively speaking. And I'm sure they don't have the archaic policy that our old employer had. Right, Cakes? I think it's possible.
Maybe we can put the paddles to the intern program. I don't know.
That would be nice.
That would be cool.
If you think about it, I mentioned this before, but CK started as an intern. Now he's running a couple of radio stations.
Right. He's a freaking radio lifer, that guy.
Brett started as an intern on our show and rose to become executive producer, and I think he was assistant program director when he left.
Yeah.
And Valdez started as an intern, and he's now the executive producer of this show.
Well, we've also had interns that went on to broadcast careers.
That's true.
We've had several.
Omar, though, we have no idea what he's doing.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm going to bet this might be inappropriate. It's not inappropriate, but this would just be my guess. I bet he still lives with his parents. He just feels like
how
one
old
of those
is
guys.
Omar's probably like. Early 40s at this
probably
point?
Probably 41, 42. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he lives on his own. I'm going to actually say married. An arranged marriage.
Okay, that's...
Yep.
You're probably going to get really crazy odds on arranged marriage, EB.
I'm going to say arranged marriage and happy. Because he was like a happy-go-lucky guy.
Without getting too specific, though, we did take away his innocence.
I can't speak to that. But yeah, I will say
this. I know not of what you speak.
If I had a wish for this awful year, Drabby could make it all better if he could convince Omar to make an appearance.
That's his white whale?
Yes. I know he's done that with some of the podcasts that he works for, that he's made guys just show up that disappeared.
Right.
If he can do that for this show, he can make 2021 an incredible year.
So if he marches Omar the intern through the studio door when we're eventually back in D.C., it's going to make your year.
He could do it through Zoom. And it would make my ear. Yep. Right.
Well, here's the deal. Yep. We're going to be doing this every Thursday. You'll check out the podcast after the show. P1's Junkies 25th
P1's
get
so
podcast.
Horny.
And it's all brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform. And those who are not, apply today at PenFed.org. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. That's our Junkies 25th anniversary podcast, number one in the books. For EB Cakes, I'm JP. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.